Hello, I'm Rob Beckett.
And I'm Josh Widdicombe.
Welcome to Parents in Hell, the show in which Josh and I discuss what it's really like to be a parent, which I would say can be a little tricky.
So, to make ourselves, and hopefully you, feel better about the trials and tribulations of modern-day parenting, each week we'll be chatting to a famous parent about how they're coping.
Or hopefully how they're not coping.
And we'll also be hearing from you, the listener, with your tips, advice and, of course, tales of parenting woe.
Because let's be honest, there are plenty of times when none of us know what we're doing. Hello, you're listening to Parenting Hell with...
Lottie, can you say Rob Beckett?
Rob Beckett.
And can you say Josh Widdicombe? Very good.
There we go.
Can I let you into something there? I didn't listen to any of that.
No, you're in a bad space, aren't you?
your hair looks like how I feel.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
It's all right.
Big old head.
No, sorry. Well, who was that, Josh? It was a nice one, quite quick and efficient.
You just stay quiet, Rob. I'll read this out and then we can get into why you're in a deep, dark hole of the soul.
I'm all right, actually. I'm just tired, Josh. I'm so tired.
Well, just have 20 seconds sleep.
Right, okay.
Rob and Josh and Michael. I've been trying to get my daughter, nearly 29 months, to say your name for about 3 or 4 months and finally think today's the day. I've enjoyed endless laughs to the pod from the early days of pram walks, car naps to our now listening at the office. We're currently on day 3 of potty training and as fathers of girls, I'm sure you can relate. Can't wait to hear Josh's stories when he begins to potty train his son. Keep being safe. Got to look forward to more than that in your life, Abby.
So you're not at that stage yet, then?
No.
It's slow, is he? I'm joking. I don't even know how old he is. Just trying to get in your head. This is Romesh. Romesh calls me out on this. When I'm a bit stressed or aggy, I start being a bit snipey.
Do you?
I'm like, I start leaving them. You know, like as a footballer would like put a bit on them. Leave
you're
a bit
Paul
on
Scholes.
Them. Bit Paul Scholes, yeah.
Keep being sexy always, Abby and Lottie. Where in Hertfordshire? That's the place when I'm not asking you where. Thank you, Abby. Rob.
Yeah.
Why are you in such a grump?
No, I'm not in a grump. I'd say I've just been stretched and I woke up this morning and I've been looking forward to the school summer holidays for so long. And I've been looking because I've been working loads and I stupidly thought, well, that'd be great. If I booked time off after the summer, I could just spend loads of time with Lou and the kids. And that's the problem. I woke up this morning and thought, when's the summer holidays end? And as I thought that and said it, I just felt like someone without kids that don't listen to this podcast and think, oh, well, it's just them moaning about their kids. Or it is. Yeah. Yeah, that is what it is. And I mean it. It's not even put on. I need it to not be the summer holidays anymore. And it's the start.
What day are we on? Because it's the start, isn't it? It's Monday. We're recording this on.
Right, so we're recording this Monday, the 24th of July. Yeah. Mine go back first week of September.
Yeah. So you've got the whole of August.
Yeah, it's quite a long way to go, I'd say.
Yeah.
I'd say I haven't broken the back of it.
No, I'd say... I'd say if you were like getting on a treadmill for a workout, you've barely got it up to speed and you're thinking, when's this going to be over?
We are not in the fat burning zone.
No, we are not. We are not.
But for context, basically, the reason why I feel a bit tired and stretched is because I've just come back off holiday with Lou and the kids. However, day one of the holiday, literally 12 p.m., day one, we landed on the Monday. This was Tuesday at 12 p.m. Lou went down some steps at the beach. The step was wonky, missed the step, and she's ripped the ligaments in her ankle.
Oh, fucking Nora.
So she had to go to hospital.
Jesus Christ. She put up a photo that is...
of the lump.
Horrible. It's a cliche. It looks like a golf ball.
Bigger than a golf ball. So when it first happened, she stepped down this step and rolled it, and I went, oh,
did she scream?
Right. She went, ooh! It was, and you know, like, because if I like roll over to Lou on the night, she go, ah! You know, when people go, like, they make the noise they think they make when they're hurt.
But they're
not actually hurt. And I'm like, Lou, I didn't hurt you. Like, the girls do it as well. If I brush part, they'll be like, ah! And, you know, no one says, when they're hurt, people go, ooh! It's sort of inward yelping. But when people really hurt themselves, because I've done this to my ankle, what Lou's done, and as soon as I sort of saw what had happened. part of me was like, oh, poor Lou. Part of me was like, this is months of recovery. I looked at it like a fantasy football manager.
Yeah, not this is concerned husband. She's not making the World Cup.
She's out of the World Cup. She stumbled down and I was like, you're right. You know, when you go like, I looked in her eyes and she went, noise. Yeah. And she went, no, I heard a clickety clack, which,
oh my word.
If you've ripped your ligaments before, it makes a weird
have
noise.
You?
Well, I did it playing football.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And that was when Lou said to me, get better or die. Do you remember that story?
Well, yeah.
So that's come back to bite her on the arse.
These things even themselves out, don't they, over the course of 20 seasons.
I think she had the last laugh laying down for 10 days in Greece while I did everything. But she went, oh, I know it's not good, Rob. I think it's bad. And I looked at it and her ankle was fine. And I said this sentence.
Oh, no.
Don't worry, Lou. It looks fine. And as I said that sentence, from it looks to fine, the ankle had tripled in size. I've never seen a body part enlarge in front of me like that. Well, I have, but
well,
not.
Hey.
Hey, come on, bit of fun. Come on. We ain't fucking about. It's fun time Frankie's on the firm. Anyway, the ankle blew up.
And where are your kids at this point?
Well, they were in kids' club. We were picking them up.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
And they'd gone in loving Kids Club, right? And I was like, well, do you know what? This ain't the end of the world. Kids Club is 3 hours every morning. They love it in there. They loved it last year. We're, you know, at least every morning. Anyway, so I get Lou to the doctor's. There's like a doctor's place where they're looking at it. They strap it up, put ice on it, tell them to keep it up, ice it, and she doesn't think it's broken. Anyway, later on, she went to the doctor's to get it checked, and it wasn't broken. There's no fracture. She had a scan, and then she came back. Nice, juicy taxi fare that was. Where's the hospital? At the airport. Brilliant. 50 minutes? Not a problem. Okay, we'll go there and back again. 50 minutes away, is it? Cool.
Family go?
No, she went on her own, to be fair. So, right. Lou, though, I think Lou needs to be tested on to be some sort of X-Men or X-Woman. Lou did this to her ankle. She has not had any pain relief for it.
What?
She put ice on it at the beginning. It's a bit better now. It's been a couple of weeks now. But she, yeah. I was like, do you want any pain? And she was like, no. She went, I'd rather feel it so I know that I'm not hurting it more. She had no pain relief.
God. Wow. I'd rather feel it. I just want to feel something in this relationship.
I just want to feel something. I dropped her off at the hospital place where they wrapped it up and gave her some ice, gave her crutches and a wheelchair. While she's there, I went and got the kids from Kids Club. They come out. First thing they say is, we hate Kids Club.
Oh, my God.
I was just like, but you liked it last year. And they went, we don't like it this year.
Oh, my God.
I was like, it'd be very helpful for Daddy if you didn't mind it. Could be like negotiated.
But my rule is,
if they say they don't want to go, they don't go, whether your mum's got a bad ankle or not. So they didn't go.
There was a moment there, Rob, where you had your head in your hands, which... It just felt sad. There was a moment there where you were just back in Greece.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? I did feel sad, but it actually panned out all right in the end because
what's the fucking point of this podcast then?
Well, no. Let me hear it out. So don't worry, I'll get it back. But ultimately, I was reading a book about stoicism, which couldn't have been more better timed.
Yeah.
But the problem with trying to be stoic is when you are being stoic and you've like taken a bit from that book and you're going, actually, I'm employing this philosophy on my own life now, even though I'm not living in ancient Rome, you know,
where
they didn't have Twitter. Do you know what I mean? So it's quite easy, Marcus Aurelius, to be fucking chilled out when someone's not calling you a pompous twat every 10 minutes. And I was reading this book, but the problem with being stoic is if you are being stoic and you're quite happy with yourself that you've done well, you can't tell anyone because stoic, if no one tells anyone they're being quite, I don't know if you've noticed. I've been quite stoic, actually.
When were you getting a chance to read this book while you were looking after a woman who couldn't walk and two children?
Well, so this is what happened. I'd got that 2 hours of it in the first morning before pre-ankle, as we'll call it. And luckily, there was a girl that's in here at her school.
Yeah, who was there?
The hotel that they were playing with for a bit. And then I'd go occasionally, do you mind watching them while I do stuff? Because the problem was...
Read about
was,
being stoic.
Well, so I just need to be a bit more stoic. But if Lou needed to go to the toilet...
Yeah.
I had to wheelchair her there because it's all quite far in a hotel, obviously. And then I had to get the kids out the pool and then make them come with me or leave them on the sun lounger. But then you can't really leave a five-year-old on a sun lounger into a pool if no one's... So luckily, that if two things. If they weren't there, Amy and Stuart, big up Amy and Stuart for helping me out.
Big
if they
up
weren't
Amy
there,
Stuart.
I would have gone home or flown out, lose mum or dad.
Yeah.
They were the two options. If my children, and this is where I let Lou off when she said to me, get better or die, we had a four-month-old and a two-year-old. If I had a four-month-old and a two-year-old, I would have just flown home immediately with everyone.
Yeah.
And just gone, holiday's over. No. This isn't, this is not, they're all going to die. So let's just go home. The good thing was, because she didn't break her ankle, Lou could get in the pool, and the pool was actually quite good for it because she'd float around and use leg to hop around, and then she could watch the kids a bit later on in the holiday. So it got a bit easier. However, the main issue for me was logistics, and I didn't lose my temper with Lou once because I was like, I wanted to not, because then I could have it hanging over her that she told me to get better or die, and I never did. So that is what was paramount. I think that is stoicism revenge, isn't it, in a way?
That's page one of the book, isn't it?
Get one over on your enemy.
Stoicism to get one over on your partner.
Yeah. I think that's basically, I mean, I sort of skim read it, but basically sort of petty revenge is what stoicism do with that. Anyway, the book is really good. It's that Ryan Halliday book about stoicism. What it is a quote, supposed to read one page per day. I was zooming through it on time six, trying to get some stoicism in me now. But you read one page a day and it has a quote from some sort of stoic philosopher, but then underneath he relates that to modern day.
Yeah.
So I was just in pure logistics. There's only one time I got a bit angry at Lou. It was because Lou wasn't really doing much because she couldn't. Her foot was so painful. I was having to sort of do everything. But then Lou started forgetting to do the things that she could do, even though she only had one ankle. So she needed to go to the toilet. And I was like, okay, I'll take this toilet. I went and I got the kids out, get on their iPads, and I'm back and forth from the room and getting stuff, get them sorted, boom, boom, boom. I'll leave you there for a bit, Lou. I'll take the kids there, boom, boom, boom. By the way, the buffet, have you ever taken two children and a woman in a wheelchair to a buffet?
I can honestly say
I was fucking exhausted. I didn't want to eat by the end of it. I'd been around 15 times.
So can't she not wait? And this isn't a criticism, I'm just interested.
Yep.
Could she not wheel herself in her wheelchair?
Right, so she could, however, and this is the point I'm going to get to. I'll tell you this, and I'll tell you the point I lost my marbles a little bit at one point.
Right.
In a sort of coastal resort, it's quite hilly, steep, you know.
Yes.
Yeah, so I've got that watch, haven't I, that smartwatch that does my steps because I'm trying to get fit and healthy. Okay. So over a two-week period, which is what it's been since she'd done her ankle in, I was on holiday for 10 days of that, okay?
Yeah.
And on holiday, don't move much, do you? Sort of go to your room, to the pool. We didn't leave the resort. We were just in a hotel.
Yeah.
In the same building and going, didn't even walk to the beach because it was too much hassle, just for the pool. Over 2 weeks, my average daily step count, 13,000.
Oh, my God.
Right, 13,000 per day, average. Some days, one day was 18,000. I don't know what happened that day, right?
Bloody hell.
And it breaks it down on running, walking on flat incline.
Yeah.
Running was 0%. Walking was 35% on flat.
Yeah.
Incline, 65%.
Oh, my God.
Because of the ramps.
Oh, my God.
And I don't know if you've read the news. There was a heat wave in Greece.
Yeah, I'm across it. Yeah.
Yeah, quite warm. I went uphill more than I went down. That's not possible. I should still be up there, shouldn't I? How can the incline be higher than... Incline should be at maximum 50%, shouldn't it? And then, so at the one point, I'm pushing up a ramp and the ramps are steep. I do feel like... I think in this country, I feel like there's work to be done, but I do feel like we do sort of, when we build a building, think how will a disabled person or someone in a wheelchair get up here.
Yeah.
Sometimes abroad on holiday, it is just like, well, it's flat in it. Off you go. You're like, mate, it's just like Tour de France couldn't get up here, mate. So I was pushing her up this hill and I said to her, I basically was in the pool with the girls, got them out of the pool, found Stuart and Amy, said, can you watch them a second? And I'm like in my trance, dripping wet, and I've got, all right, okay, let's go to a room like that. I'm up halfway up the ramp and I go, you got the door key? She went, no. I was like, give me half a fucking chance, Lou. I don't mind being physically dominated, but at least give my brain a rest. Just be in charge of the key. Where do you normally keep the key? In your ankle? What's going on? Just have the key. You'll have pockets, even if you've got a bad leg.
You've got more storage in a wheelchair.
If anything, just wrap a fucking body bag on you. But, you know, to anyone out there that is a full-time carer, I know that's a bit extreme because Lou was, you know, wasn't needing caring, but anyone that is dealing with someone in a wheelchair caring, you're a fucking... unbelievable, because it you don't realise how much it affects your day and how much you take for granted. Yeah. You can just wander about. But the only other thing, because I was chilled about everything, the worst part of the holiday for me were the evenings, right?
Right. Talk me through. So the days make sense.
Days are fine. You sort of get up. Lou creamed the kids, which was a godsend for me. She sat on the edge of bed. She creamed the kids. But I was doing all the, dad, I want this. Dad, I want that. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah. Getting ice cream and all the logistics stuff, as my step count shows.
Yeah.
Anyway, so day was fine because then I will Lou by the pool and I don't really like sunbathing anyway. So I was just in the pool with the kids and I really enjoyed it and it was fine. The problem was me. Then when we got back to the room, I'm knackered now because I've been on the go since they woke up. I kept the same sleeping hours as my children, by the way.
What do you mean? You're in bed by... Well, yeah. Are they staying up late or are you going to bed early?
We were going to bed about 9 p.m. every night. I'd get back from dinner and immediately fall asleep.
And you sleep through?
Yeah, because it was air-conned and it was dark. I was like, this is unbelievable, right? And also as well, it was quite hot where we were, but it was like, they were saying it's going to be 40 degrees. At one point, it was 40 degrees. I didn't even notice. I didn't know I was in a heatwave till I saw it on the news.
Why not? Because you were so concentrated on...
I don't know. It just felt hot. It didn't feel like bad hot. It just felt hot. But then the evenings were when it got really hot. That's when you could feel the heatwave.
Yeah.
So the evening, because in the day, you're in the pool anyway, aren't you? You're just you're cooling down. The evenings, Josh. So we'd get back to the room and then that's when my day started. So I'm having to shower and wash both kids. I'm getting in the shower and then the floor's slippy. It's so slippy. So I'm on top of that. I'm washing and bathing both kids. Then Lou needs help to get in and out the shower because she can't really walk.
Yeah.
So I'm having to hold her up, get her down. In the end, the hotel gave us a little step thing, but she had to sit on the floor and had to shower like a dog.
Like she's just kind of broken up with someone in a TV drama and she's just kind of lying in the shower crying.
Was it Demi Moore in St. Elmo's Fire, just in the floor when the wind's going through the... And anyway, so that's quite labour intensive because it's like boom, 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 and all like that. And then we get out and then I'm dressed for the evening and I've got a bit of moisturiser on, a bit of after sun, do you know what I mean? I've had a shower. I'm quite hot because I've had a shower and I'm running around in the room getting them ready. And I get out and I start having to push Lou to the restaurant and then that's uphill. And then where they've got like little golf buggies because it's quite far and quite awkward. Yeah. So you're waiting for a golf buggy. I've got to load the wheelchair on the back, get it off. Kids are arguing who sits here, who sits there. And then we get off, then we sit and have dinner and it's red hot. And then they want to go to the park after dinner. You know that, but you've been there, the park with the swing. You have to swing around.
Yeah.
And there was mosquitoes and then I'd push them back. And then sometimes you couldn't get a golf buggy. I'm going up. I honestly run out of clothes. I never run out of clothes on holiday, you know, because you wear a t-shirt or a shorts, dripping with sweat every night. Anyway, actually, I think it's quite good for my kids' independence because after 2 days of that, in the mornings, I just went to them, get what you want. So they just went to the buffet on their own.
Yeah.
And they loved it. Very independent. Yeah, some of the stuff they brought back. My five-year-old brought back the serving spoon for the spaghetti. And I turned around, she was eating it with that. That is not okay. It was absolute carnage with them doing that. And in the end, I just said to Lou, I can't do it anymore. But, well, I didn't break up with her, but I was just like, I can't do the park. So in the end, I convinced them to go to the park at 5:30 where it was shady.
Yeah.
And then when we got really hot, we could just jump in the pool again. But I banned the park at dark.
Yeah.
So that's have to. It was just too hot and I just couldn't deal with it anymore with that. But
and then you went to bed at 9 p.m.
Yeah, and this is Lou went to me one dinner. She went, I tell you what, Rob, you've washed the hair beautifully. It's so beautifully conditioned. It's like that's the best you've done it so far. Because some of the other times I was leaving it in too long and then they had all this clumpy hair and all that. And then she was like towards the end of the holiday, she went, you've done this is the best hair wash you've done. I went, can I let you into a little secret? She went, well, I didn't wash her hair. She went, what? I made them put their hands out, squeezed it in their hand and let them get on with it. But now they wash their own hair and they serve their own dinner now. So
I think, in
a way, I've sort of had a positive impact. Worked.
And how's Lou?
I don't know. I've not asked. I tell you what, she's not. I think she enjoyed it more when she was in Greece on a lounger with her foot up than she is now when I've got to go back to work and do stuff because she's in the house.
So what's she doing? Is she able to move around?
Yeah, so she can put weight on it and walk on it now, but limp, and she's going to see a specialist tonight. But she can get around. She can't drive yet, which is problematic, and she can't walk really. She couldn't go for a walk, but she can move around the house. But also, you know, we've got a puppy yesterday as well. So now we've got a puppy in the house. that she's following around. And so now I've realised I've got three animals, Alan, Fred and George. They sound like a paedophile ring. I should change it. He's actually called Georgie. So it's Fred and Georgie. The girls will call him Georgie, not right. George. So you little weird Harry Potter wankers can fuck off. Keep telling me my dogs are Harry Potter, whatever that means. Before I crack on, there's more stuff happened on the holiday. Do you want to hear about it?
Ask more about the puppy.
Yeah, we can do puppy later.
You've glossed over the fact that you've done something that we all know that you didn't want to do.
Yeah. but what I would say with the puppy is it's a bit like your second born. You sort of care slightly less. So when we first had Fred, he'd be in the garden chewing on something like a leaf. I'd text my mate who knows about dogs and be like, he's chewing a leaf. Is that all right? No, I'm just like, we'll find out if it ain't. When we picked him up as well, right, I was like, do you know what? This is going to be lovely because losing the house anyway, she can't go anywhere. Real good entertainment for the kids. We picked that puppy, cute little thing, lovely little Georgie. Lou's got him in his little bed thing on her lap as we drive home, and he's trying to jump out and get out, obviously, because the girls are in the back squealing and giggling with excitement. Anyway, so we keep giving him these little treats, these little food treats to sort of keep him busy. Anyway, but like when they're young, you can't have too much, and that you have to introduce food slowly because they're babies, you know. It's the same as weaning a kid. We gave him loads of these treats just to shut him up and stop him jumping. 3 minutes from home, he was sick on Lou and on his bed.
Oh my God.
He was just holding his dog, covered in sick. And I just burst out laughing. Do you know why? Because I'm bloody stoic.
I think that book is going to lead to you being stoic for 2 years and then committing some kind of horrible murder. You're just going to blow like Michael Douglas in Falling Down.
I don't know, actually. I feel like I've turned a corner because a year ago, I think I would have really panicked and it really got in my head. But I was like, well, you can't change the situation. This is what has happened to Lou now. What are the positives from this? And the positive was, because Lou's been so stressed and overworked and stuff, she needed to just not move.
Yeah.
And you've got to be all spiritual wanker, mate. The universe was telling her to sit down, baby. See, when I say stuff like this to Lou, she hates me. However, it helps me. So I just keep it to myself now. I'll tell you on here.
Yeah.
Because I used to feel such panic and rage. And I would go, oh my God, this is ruined the holiday. It's cost this money. But rather than go, well, no, actually, Lou's just sat down in the lounge and reading her book. If you forget the fact she's at her ankle, in this moment right now, nothing's changed. And do it like that. So it always comes down to that boring, zen, wanky shit of, if you just focus on the moment, it's fine. However, the other flip of that is when you are stood in the park at 9:30 PM, sweat dripping off your nose, and someone comes up to you and says, where's Ramesh? You just go, do you know what? In this moment, it isn't good. Because that's the thing. We've been zen and in the moment, right? You've got to really zone in on how you feel, okay?
Yeah.
Normally, you feel fine. However, if you do zone in and go, I hate this. I'm in the moment and this moment is shit. You need to change what you're doing. So if you've got a job you hate and you go, no, just focus on the moment, man. The truth is the moment is shit probably because you hate it. So move on. So it's just, it's much about being aware of how you feel as opposed to not going, oh, I'm in the moment. Everything's fine now. Anyway, I had diarrhea for 2 days. Do you want to hear about that?
No.
On the holiday. And not only have I got to try and get Lou to go to the toilet, I now all of a sudden are in the pool with the kids and I need to shit immediately.
Oh my God.
Which didn't help. I don't know what it was I had. I think it might have been some chili oil I had, Josh. We went to this pizza place.
Oh, but you can't have 2 days. Mate, this chili oil. Wrong with you?
This chili oil was fucking bananas. I said, can I have some chili oil, right? And it was an Italian restaurant. And the chili oil that came out, they brought to me, right, was Asian.
Oh, right.
Right? Yeah, I wasn't expecting an Italian restaurant in Greece.
Like
to have
really strong. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The name of it. Lee Cumkey ripped my fucking ass out. I got absolutely Lee Cumkey'd from Hong Kong. I've never seen this before. I know my way around a bit, so I like spicy stuff, Josh. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've never dabbled in Lee Cumkey. This geezer's been going since 1888. After Cronenberg.
Destroying holidays. Destroying
arsehole since 1888. It put me in a whole world of pain. And I think that was maybe the problem with how hot I was at the park, that I'd been Lee Cum Keyed, and it was a heat wave. It was like a double bubble.
That's why you didn't feel the heat upstairs. You'd been Lee Cum Keyed.
I've been Lee Cum Keyed. I mean, I'll pop up Lee Cum Keyed on the Instagram. The other thing as well, Josh, I've got a confession.
Okay.
I've got a confession.
Oh, no.
So on the holiday, my daughters are in the pool. I never asked if they needed to go for a wee.
Yeah. I knew where this was going.
They never asked me to take them.
Oh, no.
Ask me no questions. Tell me no lies. I am an anti-pool pisser. Never pissed in the pool on holiday. In the sea, immediately. Love it.
Yeah, it's fair game.
Lovely little treat, isn't it, in the sea. In the pool, never been dirty. I just sort of feel like if we all don't do it, it's much nicer, isn't it? Because if we all do it, there's potentially 100 pisses today in this pool.
Yeah.
And chlorine ain't that good.
You've already got diarrhea.
I've already been Lee Cum Keyed. But I was like, I ain't got the minerals to get, because then if one needs to go and the other one don't, I've got to get them and got to get them out.
So you just didn't mention it.
Just didn't mention it. I think they just pissed in the
pool. Have you mentioned it since?
No.
So you could convince yourself that maybe.
I think, do you know what they did? They probably held it in until the evening.
Yeah, that's probably what happened.
And then when we were back in the room, they probably went. So I don't know. I'm just sort of assuming. I was quite weak. Go on.
Did you yourself pee in the pool?
Yeah, so as well as all those...
Oh, no.
I can't remember, actually. Probably not.
Okay, probably not.
Probably not, right. No, yeah.
Okay.
What I probably did was, instead of just quickly having a piss in the pool, I probably got both my kids out, dried them, gave them some iPads, made sure they were sat next to the bed or in the room, and then went to the toilet and came back and made sure, like, obviously, because I couldn't leave with Lou, because...
Yeah,
they might run in the pool. She couldn't get up and stop them and things like that. But yeah, they probably didn't actually. Probably just went to the toilet every time.
Yeah,
There was a power cut one night. That was nice.
Oh my word!
Do you know how there's a power cut on holiday?
Oh, aircon stops.
Yeah, you wake up at 2 a.m. absolutely dripping with sweat. Lou, who I think was quite anxious and stressed and fed up about her ankle, was awake all night thinking it was a terror attack. Which I think, when you ask how's Lou, I'd say that physically she had a slight rest there, mentally. Not ideal.
Oh my God.
Also, another thing happened. The night she did break her ankle, I was on holiday, and we'd accepted that she was going to have a different holiday than she planned, and so was I, so were the kids. But let's enjoy it. We're at dinner now. It's been a moment. Just having a drink. Doesn't matter if you've got a bad ankle. You sat down. You wouldn't be moving anyway, would you? I'm bloody stoic. Get an email. Hi, Rob. These are people who live near my office. There's a leak coming out of your office.
Oh, my God.
I was like, right. Is it coming from the drain pipe or is it sort of like an internal? Yeah, it's internally. It's gushing outside.
Fucking no.
And in that moment, I was like, this is not fair from me.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, why me? And then, do you know what I said? Why not me? Anyway, I stressed about that for 2 days. Turned out it was next door. Wasn't my office. Oh my that was a nice little...
Oh, my God.
Little panic pang.
Have you had a time to relax since you got home? You feel to me more stressed than before the holiday.
Holiday was fine, getting back. We had to have special assistance on the way back.
Yeah.
The special assistance. There was a nice geezer on the buggy called France. I think it was France.
Listening.
Nice guy. I'd say that system needs work, Josh. We landed at 2:45. We were still... waiting to get on a buggy at 3:45. Got on the buggy. It was I'd say 30-second walk, and there was a wheelchair that I could just push Lou in, but he wouldn't let me take it.
Oh my God.
So we waited an hour, and then that wasn't ideal. And then we got home about 5 p.m. on the Thursday, and then I was doing the voiceover of Celebs Go Dating by 9 a.m. the next day. Then I was on the One Show.
Oh my God.
So that was quite a busy day. But actually it was quite nice to sort of, I love my kids.
You're over your one show ban.
I'm over the one show ban. Yeah, so I'm back in the game.
Well done.
Did the one show, and then I had a nice weekend.
With Gormash?
No, I think we're banned to get. I can't go on anyone with someone.
Yeah, yeah.
They very much booked me with safe pairs of hands. Yeah, so the weekend was busy because we had the puppy, and then I was rushing around doing bits and bobs. But I feel better about getting it out of my mouth. So this is how hot it was in the evenings, Josh. One of the toilets that didn't have aircon by the restaurants, I stood in there watching. My daughter needs to go to number two, which took a long time. And it took so long that my daughter said to me, Daddy, why are you turning red? Because my face was getting so hot. I'm going to send you a photo of my face in the toilet. I didn't realise I looked like this until my daughter said to me, "Daddy, why are you turning red? And this is what my face looked like."
Do you know what it does to you?
What?
When you go that red. Your eyebrows go really blonde because they stand out.
I know. Well, in the sun, I go really blonde in the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my belly rumbling.
You look a bit like the honey monster.
Oh, thanks. That's what I needed.
Oh, right.
Oh, I've got a video. I've got the girls had my iPad in the room, and basically, when I just sort of let them do what they want, really, on the holiday, there was one bit where I drew the line. But they were doing slow mo videos of them dancing in their room after they got the shower. There is a slow mo video that's so graphic I can't even send to you. Never mind, I don't even think I'd show you off my phone. It's so graphic.
What do you mean?
They're dancing, and in the background, they're all going, eh. You see me in slow-mo wiping my own ass. It's a side of my body I never thought I'd see. The slow-mo, it looks like a horror film. It's so awful.
Why? What, so you're just, the door is ajar.
There's a weird window in the room. There's a weird window where you can see in the toilet from the room, but there's like blinds that you can pull up or down.
But you haven't put the blinds down.
You don't have the blinds went down. I didn't know at that point. I just lost any... So I just didn't care what people thought of me anymore. I nearly hunted down a woman and told her off in the buffet.
Oh, my God, why?
My daughter came back. She was looked a bit upset. I was like, 7-year-old, this was. And she was like, I was like, you're right. She went, yeah, a woman was mean to me. I was like, what'd she say? Well, she went, I was getting honey for my crepes. And she said, don't take too much honey like that, little girl.
Whoa.
Bad, isn't it?
Yeah.
That is bad. And I was like, twat, what does she look like? What dress has she got on? But I couldn't get a good enough description to go up to someone. And I don't think I was in the right state of mind to get my point across.
I don't know. Because I don't know what your point would be as well without it just being, you're a c-.
I go, oh, are you? She'd go, what? I went, keep your views about honey to your fucking self or I'll pour honey all over your fucking head. And then you'll know what too much honey is. Get your dirty paws off that last pan au chocolat. I've got a woman with one ankle there, gagging for it. She's been on watermelon for 8 days. She needs some sugar. But that's this is what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to be stoic. My brain now. Not because I'm not mentally chilled, really. Let's face it. I'm not always going to be on the cusp of an absolute meltdown. But what my brain now does, I can see both ways.
Yeah.
Of how I want to react, but how I should. And the way to react is breathe, be calm, go, ignore them. Some people, they it's rude to comment on what you're doing, but life is all about that. There will be people like that. You just have to ignore them because it's their problem, not yours.
Yeah.
It's their own internal issue that's doing that. Nothing external can affect you. Only the internal can affect you. You just need to zone it out because people will always be like that, but you ignore them.
Maybe she's got some kind of honey-related trauma from her past.
Exactly. But what I want to do is go, right, let's go and fuck her up. My dad would have had a fight with the woman's husband. If that happened to me as a child, my dad would have gone, my dad would have marched me around. And I don't think this is a good way to do it, but he would have. But also, it feels like love as well, where he would have held my hand and gone, find me them.
Is he Liam Neeson in Taken?
Well, not far off. He would find me them, and then he'd go to the dad, me and you outside, we have to have a fight now. Did I tell you about the time I snapped when I was filming Rubber Rubbish?
Which time?
Well, we've done a Formula One episode, and I was trying to change a tyre, and this bloke, and it's quite laddie in Formula One garages, it's like a lot of men, and it's quite alpha, and all car stuff's alpha, and he went to me, oh, here you go, how are you getting on with that? Oh, yeah, oh, bloody hell, you're not very good at that, like that. And I went, I'd see you do 5 minutes of a fucking comedy store. And I was like, that is not stoic, Rob. That is, you've gone down the bad path again there. The old dad Beckett rage there came out.
You know what? I lost my call on a League of Their Own road trip.
Oh, yes, please, give me. I actually, because I was, you did more of those episodes.
You were on that with me.
Because I broke my ankle.
Yeah.
And I was trying to get my ankle better so I could take a penalty at the San Siro, but I didn't get to do it.
Jerry Halliwell scored. That's all you need to know. So I was really tired, Rob. Full disclosure, I was hungover.
Also, League of Their Own is that's the closest TV you get to like a locker room, a changing room. It's quite laddie.
Lovely people.
It's TV's building site.
It's TV's building site.
It was. I don't know if it is still now, but...
So we're filming with a famous Italian chef. I don't know who he is.
Okay.
He's teaching us to cook like that stuffed pasta. I'm tired. It's day four. And Freddie Flintoff hits me at full pelt with an egg in my ear. Throw it.
Mate, he can throw a ball so hard.
It's his job.
He threw a cricket ball at me that I had to catch to get someone out in a game of cricket. I dropped it and hurt my hand, had to go off and get it checked. All I did was catch it.
Yeah, it's fucking mental.
He threw it so hard. Did he throw it full pelt as well?
Yeah, point blank range. Like, I had ringing in my ear.
And an omelette.
Good to get some protein. Yeah. Anyway, I managed to... I got through that because the cameras were on.
Yeah.
But I was in a bad space.
Yeah.
And then you have to film those little interviews at the end.
Yes.
So I'm stood there in the middle of an Italian field. And they're not even... They're not filming yet. And then, whack, Flintoff has crept up behind me and whacked an egg on top of my head.
He's a big man to creep as well. You must have known. Yeah, you couldn't hear him, I suppose.
And I just lost it. And I was like, oh, well done, mate. We're not even filming. So what's the point?
What did he say?
And he was like, yeah, we are filming. And I turned around and I looked at the cameraman. And they were like, yeah, he asked us to film.
Did that come to telly?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
You didn't want to watch you, Freddie Flintoff, and Jerry Halliwell making pasta. Something wrong with you, mate.
How are you feeling? There's an energy to you that I'd say is an energy I've brought to this podcast for quite a lot of time recently. And I've got to say, it's nice to be the other one.
Do you know what? It was just great to have a holiday.
Have you got anything coming up where you can take a breather?
I've got a driving lesson later because I'm doing I've got a driving lesson with Damon Hill because I'm doing my driving test on Thursday on a manual for Robin Romesh. So that'd be a nice chill week.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I've got a bit of time off next week. No, I haven't actually, Josh. I've got some loads of stuff to do, actually.
Oh, no.
Lou's going to see the doctor tonight, so hopefully she can drive soon because that will really help.
Yeah.
Also, by the way, Josh, I've got loads more to talk about from this holiday.
Go on.
Do you know what? Actually, looking back, the holiday was sort of doomed from the start. I bought a 442 magazine at Gatwick Airport. But because it's holidays now, they open up...
How much of that have you read? Well, let me tell you.
All of it, cover to cover.
Why?
Because it was the WH Smith that I think had just opened for the holiday season in one of them weird terminals at Gatwick that you only ever go on holiday. If you're flying for business, you never see it. It's never open. You don't even see those gate numbers. I bought a 442 magazine season preview from last year.
That might have been quite nice, girl. They got Arsenal
at the same hotel 12 months ago.
Oh no.
That's how I'd read it cover to cover. I sat down all day. I thought it was in a time machine.
Oh no. Heartbreak.
And this was funny as well. My daughter fell over in the sand, right, playing and got dragged in it. And her mouth was just full of sand. And she came over, she was like, and then Lou went, Just spit it out. But she didn't turn to spit because she was in a hurry. She spat all over Lou's face, sand and spit. And then, when someone does it, but as soon as my daughter did it, she knew it was wrong and not what she meant to do. She was like so apologetic, but Lou was just covered in spit and sand. It was so
funny. My God. Oh, Rob.
We went on Titan Airways. We went with TUI, right?
What's Titan Airways?
Well, this is quite funny. So Titan Airways turns out it's like a private charter plane, but a big one. So what like football teams would hire to go to European game.
Right, yeah.
But obviously people have booked TUI.
Just TUI had booked it.
Maybe they haven't got enough planes use them if they haven't got enough planes or because then they can still make a profit on it, whatever, I'm sure. Yeah. So they just hire out. But everyone was getting on and you could tell the nervous, I don't give a shit, but nervous flyers were like, what's this Titan? Because it did look like odd. It's like you just invented it. And then it was so funny. It was like Titan Airways. And then they got on the mic and they went, hello, welcome to Titan Airways. Titan Airways has been flying for 25 years. We are a private, and just basically give their Wikipedia to stop people panicking about Titan Airways. But they were quality. The loads of leg room. It was great. It was better than the TUI plane.
Yeah.
So if you're on a Titan,
that's nice.
Have a great
time. I've got a BA story for you on Friday, Rob.
Oh, you got a BA story. Love to hear it. Positive or negative?
I don't come out of it brilliantly, but neither do they.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'll give you the last few bits I've got of this, and then we'll do yours on Friday, because I've not spoken to you for ages.
I'm just feeling really chilled.
Okay, I don't want to hear about it. What else happened? Yeah, so my daughter was playing a game where I was pushing around on this float, and she was dropping these little sinky things and then jumping off to get it. But every time she wanted to get off, she'd scream, "Stop the boat, stop the boats." But it sounded like, you know, the Conservatives have got their little slogan, little Suella Braverman just screaming, "Stop the boat, stop the boat." Pretty made me laugh. Oh dear. Do you know what, Josh? I think that's all the update from, my holiday. I think that's it. I think that's, well, you know,
I'm glad that you had a good time.
Louie's all right, though, to be fair. She hates the attention that I've been in, like, a wheelchair.
Did Lou worry about you doing this podcast?
Not really. I think that's the least of her worries at home with a puppy and two kids. But she hated the attention. I tell you what, mate, if you're trying to, if you're on the telly, you're trying to get a little bit of, you know, get a bit of peace and quiet and not be noticed, you know, don't make sure your wife don't break her ankle. Because you are absolute, oh, what happened here then? What's your fucking thing, mate?
Fucking horror. I couldn't.
Or, can't wait to bloody hear about this on the podcast, which basically implies, I bet it's going shit. I'm having a great time, and I'm going to hear about it next week and have a better time. Jesus. Anyway, so that was a holiday in a nutshell. But actually, on the actual holiday, I felt really relaxed and had loads of sleep. It's just coming back, because we got into a rhythm and a routine of what we're doing. It's just a bit more difficult, but hopefully she'll be on the mend and she doesn't need any surgery. Do you know what actually made me feel better, and I realised why this podcast works, is I was a bit stressed about my day and getting out, getting in, and then I went into a petrol station to get a bottle of water, and there was a man who had a six-month-old sat up in a buggy staring round, and a 18-month two-year-old on a scooter, and he was coming out of the petrol station at 7 a.m. and he looked like he'd been up for 5 hours, and he went, "Hello, mate, you're all right?" I went, "Yeah, better for seeing you, good luck." It actually made me feel better about my day, that all I've got to do is sit here and chat shit while that poor bastard is trying to keep two alive as they run into the road and do all sorts.
God. Bless him. Well, it's a pleasure to talk to you, Rob. I'm glad that you're
just spoken at you for an hour.
Place.
Sorry.
I've enjoyed it. I'll be honest with you.
Yep.
It's the easiest money I've ever earned.
I tell you what, Lee Cumkey's done all right as well. Right, should we do some small business shout-outs?
Yeah.
I've got this one here. Hi, Rob and Josh. We run a small chili oil company. Me and Lee and Cum and Key have produced... No, I'm joking. Go on, you go first and I'll do one after.
Okay. Dear Rob and Josh, thank you for the podcast. I'm a stepmom of an amazing five-year-old boy, and listening to the experiences of lots of different setups has really helped me over the years. So thank you for what you are doing. I was hoping we could give a small business shout-out. My partner and I are tree surgeons. I would argue this is rather a sexy trade. I'd say it possibly is. And we have created a platform to connect members of the public with their local land-based workers who are looking to get rid of waste materials they generate every day so they can be put to good use, like wood chip and logs. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
People can sign up on our online portal and choose what they want to receive and when they're available to receive it. This portal puts a point on an industry app so local tree surgeons and landscapers know this location and can repurpose their materials. This feels like something that needs to go on Dragon's Den. Everyone's a winner. It's totally free to sign up, and you can... that's why it's not on Dragon's Den. And you can manage your drop point all online. We hope to connect communities and encourage creative ways to recycle our Earth's resources. You can find us online at greenlinearb.com or on Instagram, / Facebook, etc. at greenlinearb. Thank you so much.
Right, I've got one here. Hi, Rob and Josh. Thanks for being so sexy and relatable. My friend has set up a new company called Stud Universe, and it would be amazing if you could give him a small business shout out. Stud Universe.
Have you checked what Stud Universe is, Rob, before you read down? This could be.
It could be male sex workers.
Yeah.
Yeah. But do you know what I mean? Small business. If there's a demand, who are we to judge?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's not.
No.
Stud Universe is a, you'll never guess what it is, a Lego set subscription service.
Oh,
you can borrow sets from. Shouldn't it be like Brick Universe? What, Stud seems a strange. It does sound like a brothel.
Yes,
but it's
not. I'm going to Stud Universe. No.
Stud Universe is.
I don't really want to Google it.
Well, I did, and I panicked. Stud Universe is a. You know, normally I just search for hot young singles in my area.
But you know the thing about Stud Universe, Rob, is if you do name your company them, we will say the name 16 times while we try and get our head round it. So no one's going to forget it.
Exactly. Stud Universe and Lee Cumkey should do a collaboration.
Anyway, you don't want to go to Cum Universe.
Studcum, the new company set up. Stud Universe is a Lego set subscription service. You can borrow sets from as little as £20 a month. Compared to the cost of buying new sets, to be fair, I love Lego, but it is pricey. It's a great way to have the fun of building Lego sets every month, but without the price tag. Simply select the sets you want to borrow from the website that month, build them and send them back. There are loads of sets to choose from. Subscriptions have no minimum contract and delivery included. You can find them at studuniverse.com, Instagram stud.universe, Facebook studuniverse. Love the podcast. Please don't stop. Louisa from Norwich. There you go. That's a good idea, isn't
there
it?
There we go. There we go. Thank you very much. See you on Friday when I'll update you on what I've done in my break. It is, I would say, more chilled.
What you've done there is not make sold people...
It.
Yeah, I say.
Oh, yeah. No, should I give you some headlines? Some of my classic headlines.
Go. Yep.
Blur. Ibiza.
Ooh.
BA. Picnic. Summer holiday. Car.
Okay,
yeah,
I
that
like
sounds
that.
Worse.
No, I think I would have ended with like Ibiza and yeah. Blur. But anyway, see you then.
See you on Friday, or not if that sounds shit.
It'll be good. Bye.
Bye.
What a time to be alive.
And not in a good way.
Pringles are $3.99.
You have to scan a barcode to see the menu at a restaurant.
Why are there so many parking apps?
Why are there so many apps?
Why is everyone filming everything?
You've now got to pay £5 just to drop someone off at the airport.
Piers Morgan.
I drive home in a car I can't afford to run, to cook food I can't afford to eat, in a house I can't afford to live in.
I'm Sean Walsh.
And I'm Paul McCaffrey.
And if you've been annoyed by anything that you've heard in this advert, then why not listen to the brand new series of our hit podcast,
What's Upset You Now?
Here's another thing, podcasts that are 3 hours long.
Not this one.
No, this is 2 15-minute episodes a week, one with me and Paul, and one with guests like
Ramesh Ranganathan, Rob Beckett, Pete Doherty, Emily Atack, Josh Whittaker, and Catherine Ryan.
So go to wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to What's Upset You Now.
Psst, it's me, Alan. There's no place like London's Hackney Empire this September, or so I'm told. With shows from three of the UK's top comedians. Join team captain of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, John Richardson. Recent I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here star Sean Walsh. And me, Alan Carr. We're all visiting Hackney Empire this September with our critically acclaimed tour shows. Ooh, la-di-da. Tickets available from hackneyempire.co.uk. See you there.